I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Are you one of the many people who have gained weight on antidepressants? Have you tried to lose weight but are still struggling? Turns out your brain is making you overeat. There is a solution. You can boost serotonin to switch off your appetite and turn on a good mood. Joining us to tell us how is Judith J. Wortman, PhD, the co-author of the groundbreaking book, The Serotonin Power Diet, Eat Carbs, Nature's Own Appetite Suppressant to Stop Emotional Overeating and Halt Antidepressant-Associated Weight Gain. This research-based diet helps you lose weight and improve your mood. Judy has discovered the connection between carbohydrate craving, serotonin, and emotional well-being in her MIT clinical studies. She received her PhD from Washington University, is the founder of a Harvard University hospital weight loss facility and counsels private weight management clients. She has written 5 books, including The Serotonin Solution, and more than 40 peer-reviewed articles for professional publications. Judy, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
And I'm so happy to have you on the show. I really enjoyed your book, and I've been in the health field for over 20-plus years. I have a master's in public health and health ed, and I've taught weight management, and I didn't know about the serotonin connection until I read your wonderful book. And, you know, in my introduction, I mentioned that people who gain weight on antidepressants are having trouble losing weight due to their brain making them overeat and that the solution is to boost serotonin. So, first of all, what is serotonin?
Serotonin is a chemical. It's technically called a neurotransmitter. All that means is that it is involved in transmitting messages from one brain cell to another brain cell. And many people are familiar with serotonin because I think its best association is with mood changes. Many, many people who are depressed or have mood swings, perhaps from mania to depression, feel anxious or angry. We are aware of the fact that certain category of drugs called antidepressants and some mood stabilizers, when taken, can really bring people back to a sense of emotional well-being. And that's because these drugs make serotonin more available in its message-carrying capacity to other brain cells that are involved with your mood. What people don't realize, and our book tries to bring this to their attention, is that there's another really important function of serotonin that affects everybody, whether you're depressed or happy, feeling sad or angry or just wonderful, and that is serotonin turns off your appetite. You could call it the meal terminator. won't run for governor, but the meal terminator. And in the past, people were, in fact, even in the future, probably right now, people are trying to find weight loss drugs that will increase serotonin's other function so that you are willing to put down your fork and push away from the table before you may finish everything on your plate because you simply feel full. And one way of understanding this is the feeling that you get when you say to yourself, you know, I've just had enough to eat. You know, that dessert looks wonderful. The second helping looks tempting. But I'm just not hungry anymore. It's the same kind of feeling you get when you've had enough water and you're no longer thirsty and somebody says, well, would you like some more water? Oh, no, no, no. You know, I don't want any more. When your serotonin is functioning correctly to turn off your appetite, that's how you feel. You're ready to go on and do something else, not continue eating.
Oh, I don't think mine's working very well because I'm always going for the second helping. I definitely have, you know, you talk about in the book the difference between appetite and hunger, and I think that's something that I'd love for you to talk about because I feel like I'm always hungry, even though I've just eaten, and I think I'm not eating at the right times, which is another part of the plan, that you have to eat the carbohydrates at the right times.
What we had discovered years and years ago is with our research at MIT, and we were able to do research with very wonderful human volunteers, is that if you eat in such a way as to increase your serotonin before you begin a meal, or during that period, let's say between lunch and dinner, when you tend to go in and out of the refrigerator looking for something to eat, or in and out of the kitchen looking for something to eat in the refrigerator, or your kitchen at work looking for a piece of coffee cake that somebody might have left. If you are able to increase your serotonin before a meal or during a snack time, you turn off your need to eat. And the easiest way to increase your serotonin is something that's right in front of us all the time, and most people don't know about this, and that is eating something sweet or something starchy. Carbohydrates, sweet foods and starchy foods, with the exception of the carbohydrate in fruit, fructose, all other carbohydrates, when eaten without any protein and one hopes with not very much fat, all carbohydrates will, within 20 minutes, if your stomach is empty at the time you're eating the carbohydrates, increase the serotonin in your brain, and specifically the serotonin that is going to handle your appetite. For example, you go to a restaurant for dinner, and there's bread on the table given to you right after you give your order to the waiter. I guess he wants to make sure you're going to pay your order to the waiter, but before your dinner arrives. Mm-hmm. So perhaps 20 minutes elapses, and you nibble on a roll or some bread sticks or crackers or what have you. 20 minutes goes by. You've had your roll. Serotonin is being made during that time. You know, your stomach is empty because you're there for dinner. And your main course arrives. And what do you say? Gee, I'm not even that hungry. Mm. Right?
Yes.
Have you ever felt that?
Yes.
Okay. That is not because you suddenly realize you ordered the wrong thing. but it's because the serotonin, which is made when you ate that roll, is blunting your appetite, dampening your appetite, taking the edge off your appetite so that you're no longer ravenous, but you can control your appetite. And for the people who are trying to lose weight, and what is so important, you're able to look at the amount of food on your plate, figure out what the portion size is that you should be eating, even though it may be less than what you're being served, and push the rest aside. You're able to resist having that sweet dessert because your craving for something sweet has already been taken care of by your brain making more serotonin that turns off your appetite and specifically turns off your craving for more carbohydrates. The whole mechanism is run through insulin. I know for years we've been hearing that, oh, it's bad to make your insulin work,
yeah.
You know, that we all should be eating diets that don't make our insulin work. Well, you know, what people should realize is that we'd be dead without insulin, or you certainly wouldn't be a diabetic and have to take insulin by injection or by mouth. Insulin is what makes it possible for the food that you eat from your mouth to your intestinal tract to get into the blood, when it gets into the bloodstream, to actually be turned into nutrients that your cells require, nutrients like vitamins and protein and what have you, and also energy. And what insulin does when you digest food is to push all those nutrients into your cells. And one of the things it enables your body to do is to push a particular substance called tryptophan into your brain. And when tryptophan gets into your brain, it is almost immediately converted into serotonin.
Okay.
So this is how it goes. Eat the potato or the piece of bread or the Cheerios or some other breakfast cereal. Digest it, hopefully within 20 minutes. That's why no fat, because that slows digestion. Insulin is released. Tryptophan gets into the brain. Serotonin is made, and you stop being hungry.
Oh, my gosh. You know, this is so interesting because it's such a paradigm shift from what we're used to, you know, about staying away from carbs. And you write in the book about the protein predicament, which I'd love for you to tell us about. But sir, I'm just in shock. I mean, it's such a different way to think about it, and it's so amazing. I love the neuroscience behind it and all the research, and it just makes sense.
I think the reason that people, when they go on a diet, are told to stay away from carbohydrates is that the diet counselors and developers of programs are not talking about carbohydrates like brown rice and buckwheat groats and whole wheat pasta. What they're talking about are carbohydrates that are also loaded with fat. So if you say to people, stop eating carbohydrates, you know that they're not going to be eating the chocolate, the ice cream, the pie crusts, and the donuts, and therefore they're going to lose weight. Unfortunately, the other carbohydrates that are in that mix, the healthy carbohydrates that are so important and actually essential for making serotonin, are thrown out as well. And when you don't eat the carbohydrates, your serotonin levels drop. And most people develop what I call sort of a PMS kind of mood change. Well, women know what I'm talking about, but then men will soon discover it. But
I was about to say.
But what you find is that you become irritable and angry and agitated and anxious and depressed and have trouble sleeping. That's all due to low serotonin levels. That's due to not eating the carbohydrates. What we found was two things. First, we found that you can use carbohydrates to turn off your appetite. A potato can work as an appetite suppressant. It's natural, no side effects. Don't eat it with a butter or sour cream. It will turn off your appetite so you're able to control your portions and prevent yourself from sort of eating in between meals. But the second thing, and this is just as important for so many of us, I include myself, is that what happens when you eat carbohydrate? You make more serotonin. Okay, so the serotonin turns off your appetite, but it does something else that's really great. It turns on a good mood. Because as I said earlier, mm-hmm. what people do is take drugs to make more serotonin available to the brain when they're in a bad mood, when they're depressed or angry or agitated or anxious. Well, I'm not saying that you should be eating potatoes rather than taking Prozac, although people have suggested that. But if you're in the normal grumpy, oh, my God, it's 4:30 in the afternoon and I have to edit this thing, or my boss just gave me all this work, or my babysitter just called and said that she can't stay late, and you know what I'm getting mm-hmm. in for. If you're in that normal, grumpy, awful, afternoon mood, and you eat some carbohydrate, you will, within 20 minutes, feel better. It doesn't make the stress go away. It won't make your boss turn into Mother Teresa. But what it will do is allow you to deal with the stress, because you're making more serotonin just by eating half a bagel, maybe an English muffin with some jelly, maybe a bag of dry cereal. I like Fiber One Cinnamon Crunch. But, you know, any kind of carbohydrate, about 120 calories worth, will, as soon as it's digested, put you in a better mood. And when you sometimes have that craving, as you just said, you know, I'm always hungry. You're not always hungry, but sometimes when you're stressed, I bet, or overwhelmed or tired mm-hmm. or have too much to do and too little time to do it, you want to eat. Why? Because when you eat a carbohydrate, it will calm you down, allow you to focus, center you, make you cope. The television advertisements show this all the time. They show a woman sitting on a windowsill with the sun streaming in, eating, a piece of chocolate, and she's like, oh, I've had this really terrible day. I really deserve this chocolate. Well, she hasn't had a terrible day at all. She's just posing for a picture. But the point is that
you are great.
That most people in the afternoon, especially if you're a mom home and your kids are screaming and yelling and they're coming down with a cold and the washing machine's just overflowed, if they had a carbohydrate to eat, they really would feel better. And if you listen to your body that's calling out to you to have the carbohydrate, it means your brain needs more serotonin. And if you eat that carbohydrate, you will feel better.
Now, you mentioned earlier the type of carbohydrates that I eat, like the buckwheat and the whole wheat and the whole grains. I only do whole grains. But in your book, I believe it said that you can do kind of a combination. If you can tell us about that.
We're realistic. Many, of course, people should be eating high-fiber carbohydrates, but they're not going to.
Okay.
And so we're starting with what people would be willing to do. And our real urgent mission is eat those carbohydrates without added fat and or sour cream or butter or peanut butter or cheese, unless it's some low-fat cheese like Laughing Cow, for example, or feta or, some other low kind of fat cheese. But the question is, the real issue is, can you eat that carbohydrate? Can you enjoy eating it without adding a lot of fat to it? And if you can do that, then you can get the benefit of the carbohydrate on your brain. And the two things to remember, you're eating to nourish your body. That's why you're eating really good, high-fiber, whole-grain carbohydrates. But you're also eating to nourish your brain and your emotions. And your brain doesn't care if you're eating white rice or brown rice, because all it sees is that after you've eaten that rice and it's digested and the tryptophan gets the tryptophan in the brain, it sees more serotonin being made, and you feel better. And you're feeling better not just because you felt healthier because you had brown rice. You're feeling better because it's more serotonin. And that's the real issue. Again, for people just eating normal meals without any interest in how they feel afterward, sure, eat the whole grain carbohydrates. But, gosh, if you really are in a stressful situation, you can't spend the next 2 hours hunting around for a bowl of brown rice when, you know, when you know, a white flour half yes. bagel might do the trick for you before you decide to massacre everybody in your office.
Exactly.
So, you know, so again, it's like if you have a headache or a migraine, you just want some pain relief. And when you're eating that carbohydrate because you have emotional need, you want the emotional pain, and sometimes it really is emotional pain, to go away as fast as possible. And therefore, sometimes the carbohydrate, even a sugary carbohydrate, because it's digested faster than a whole grain one, is the way to go. We talk about what to do when people binge and how to stop it, because binging often is, you know, an urgent demand to get some food quickly in the stomach and a lot of it without even you're having any control because you're feeling so awful. And what people don't realize is they don't need to eat that much. They just have to eat a small amount of carbohydrate, but they keep on eating until they feel better. We've suggested using something that competitive athletes use, which is called it's like an energy paste. One product is called Goo, G-U, mm-hmm. and it's made out of glucose. It's for long-distance bike riders and marathon runners.
Oh, yes, I've seen that.
Okay. Well, why does it work? Why does it work for athletes? Because it's the simplest form of carbohydrate, the same kind of carbohydrate you get in an IV, glucose. And when an athlete eats that, it quickly is digested and goes into providing more energy for his tired body. If you think that you're going to, I don't mean you, but if somebody thinks that mm-hmm. she or he is going to binge and wants to shut off that feeling of needing to eat, which works through serotonin, eat the simplest form of carbohydrate you can get, which is glucose. It'll be digested instantly. Tryptophan will get into the brain instantly. And we in our weight loss center, we would we gave people packages of goo who were bingers, and it worked.
Wow. That's incredible. You know, I eat every day for breakfast. I have a yam. And it'll fill me up for hours. Now, sometimes I eat it. Now, I need to notice now, because sometimes I'll just eat it plain. And then sometimes, you know, I'll put a little, like, I call it special butter. It's like a canola oil,
oh, sure.
margarine kind of thing, but trans fat free and everything. And I haven't noticed, but I'm going to have to notice, because I'm sure adding the fat isn't, obviously, what you're saying is it's not going to do it. So I when I eat the yam plain, I'm going to pay attention. But it really is a great breakfast.
It is a great breakfast, and it does keep you full. And we suggest people who are home in the afternoon or near a microwave anyway, mm-hmm. that if they want to have a snack in the afternoon, they should have sweet potatoes because, first of all, they're filled with vitamin A and, you know, other good vitamins. But the other thing, and it's sweet, but it's natural and
mm-hmm.
a very, very filling. You know, we, in our book, The Serotonin Power Diet, we often tell people who are nighttime eaters, you know, they finish their supper and immediately are in the kitchen looking for something else to eat
mm-hmm.
until they go to bed. If people have that tendency, and of course a lot of people going through a weight loss program gain weight because of it, we tell them to have just a carbohydrate, sort of a vegetarian dinner, a carbohydrate like a big sweet potato, maybe with some dried cranberries on top, or maybe a dollop, a tiny bit of let's say, flavored yogurt just to sort of make it moist. I've even told people to put a little bit of orange marmalade, like a bitter kind of marmalade in. It sort of compensates for the sweetness of the sweet potato. It really tastes good, but it has no fat. Anyway, if they have a potato or rice or pasta or polenta, you know, cornmeal, and vegetables and maybe a fruit, they are going to feel so satisfied and filled up. Not because their stomach is filled with so much food, because their brain has turned off their appetite, they won't even think about eating until the next morning. And that's the first phase of our weight loss program. And some people never get off that phase because they're so comfortable feeling that way. And it's particularly good for people who are also very stressed at night because of what's gone on at work or at home, et cetera. They really calm down. It's like having a drink, but it's a potato instead, and it's healthier for you.
Well, potato is always the drink of my choice, I tell you, that and water. But, you know, Judy, there's so much more to talk about. I would love to have you come back because this is such an important topic, and I know my listeners are going to be thrilled. They're going to just be shocked, like think like I was, and just be so excited that there's all this great research out there and that you've done this and just brought it to It's Your Health. We're so glad. Now, how can people learn more about you and your fabulous work?
Well, if they can go to, we have a Facebook, I'm very proud to say.
Not,
I don't have 5,000 friends yet, but we have a Facebook.
It's
Serotonin Power Diet. That's the Facebook. Or else they can get to us through our website, which is www.serotoninpowerdiet.com. And if they do that and they want to be in touch with me directly, there is an email address. And we get the email immediately. I've gotten an email from people literally all over the world. And we respond. I say we because my co-author is a physician, doesn't have as much time as I do, but we respond almost instantly. I'm addicted to email. And so if you write me with a problem, I will tell you, I will respond to you. If you have any questions, if you have any concerns about particular dietary needs, like you're a vegan or have lactose intolerance or, you know, don't eat particular kinds of food, write to me and I'll tell you how to follow the diet. Or if you have any questions at all, I'll write and answer you immediately.
That is fantastic. Well, Judy, I want to thank you so much. And if people want to reach me, they can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. Everyone, I hope you have a great week. Get Judy's book so you can boost your serotonin and switch off your appetite and feel good and happy. Everyone have a great week. Take care. Bye-bye.